It seems like, at least in my district, all of these deals are being made behind the scenes somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then the community doesn't know about it until they see an agenda item on their monthly township meeting that they're looking at potentially adopting a data center ordinance, or there's an application for a data center. In one of my townships, 31 property owners filed a curative amendment on the township to rezone residential and agricultural area into industrial. And this municipality doesn't have that zone because it's all farm.
Hi, this is State Representative Doyle Heffley, and welcome to this edition of Talking with Doyle. Today, we are here with my friend and colleague, Representative Jamie Walsh, who represents the 117th District in Luzerne County. And Jamie, you and I have been talking a little bit lately, and I've actually co-sponsored some legislation dealing with data centers. And it seems to be a really hot topic in our districts as we see the expansion of this kind of a shotgun approach all over northeastern PA, and just a lot of crazy ideas. And people are legitimately very concerned about what's going on in their backyard. You've had some pieces of legislation that we're going to work on together. So if you want to kind of talk a little bit about how you got here and what your passions are on this issue and what you're looking to do.
Sure. I think first, thanks for having me on here today, because it's an extremely important issue in my district. Currently, I have 8 municipalities. Total, I have 29 municipalities in my district in the 117th. And I have 8 of them that either have land offers that are already made contingent on the approval of a municipality approving the data center, mm-hmm. or an application. I have a few of my municipalities right now that are battling this in the court system, mm-hmm. because the people that live there, they don't want them. And if you look at the 117th district, if you drop a pin in the middle of Luzerne County and you slowly zoom out, the only place left in Luzerne County that people go for recreation, biking, hunting, hiking, fishing, where everybody goes to escape and get their, you know, whatever they like to do, it all goes to the one set. People go to the 117th, mm-hmm. for that. And we have one municipality that was approved for a data center initially back a couple of years ago in Salem Township. And that data center has now expanded to nearly 4,000 acres. And so the people on the other side of the river, because my district is split almost 50-50 by the Susquehanna River, they see what's going on across the river. And they see, once the data centers do get a foothold in a municipality, how they quickly expand. And I think the biggest fear, besides people wanting they don't want their way of life changed, mm-hmm. and I completely understand that. But for the first time in history, if you really think about it, we are deciding whether natural resources are going to be used for machines over people.
Yeah, and I think that's really critical as we look at how these types of projects expand and where they're expanding. And obviously, our districts share with Whitehaven. I have Eastside Borough,
yeah.
So we go right up against the Lehigh River. And obviously, the D&L Trail, the hiking, the biking, those opportunities are so critical. And tourism is so important in Carbon County. I have about a couple of municipalities where there's been kind of this shotgun approach of just throwing everything out there. Most of my municipalities are doing the responsible thing and adopting ordinances right now, you know, getting ahead of it to make sure they have ordinance in place for these types of economic developments, right? And where we want them. So there's no way that I'm going to support clear cutting, you know, 600 or 700 acres of forest to put up a data center,
right.
and to make sure that that those resources are utilized, as you said, make sure that those resources are there for people and not machines. But as we go forward, not every municipality is created the same.
Nope.
And sometimes what how they adopt their ordinances or how they set things up. So we want to give them the tools that they need. And you have a piece of legislation that I think is critical, and I co-sponsored it, House Bill 2533. And if you want to talk a little bit about what that would do.
Yeah, and I think if there's any township supervisors or borough council members listening to this, the one power that they have in their toolbox, besides this legislation that we're trying to get passed here, is they can file what's called a municipal curative amendment. They could do that at their next meeting. It's a very short document. They pass it as a resolution at their next board meeting, and that immediately will stop and give them 6 months to adopt an ordinance that will work for their township or their municipality. Mm-hmm. So I think that is really important. How many township supervisors don't know that exists? And we're learning quickly about that. And I have three of my townships. Actually, one is potentially voting on it June 8th. Another one they're going to enact that 6-month curative amendment. But specifically, what this moratorium, what House Bill 2533 would do, it would again give the power to our local municipality. And it would give them an opportunity to completely, township by township or borough by borough, it would give them the power to enact an 18-month moratorium on data center development. You know, Pennsylvania is in a really, really bad spot when it comes to electricity as well, because in 2019, Tom Wolf got us into Reggie. And so we kind of have a dual problem here. We haven't been able to generate new electricity mm-hmm. sources since 2019. And then you have these mammoths that need massive amounts of electricity. The people are paying for, the ratepayers are paying for the infrastructure of these facilities. And I think there's more unknown about the data center industry than there is known. And I think that's where a lot of the fear comes from that you and I discussed on the phone.
Yeah, and I talk to people in the district, and they're worried about their wells going dry. They're worried about the lake going dry. And we want to make sure that, you know, obviously we, in the PA Constitution, have a right to clean air and clean water. And there's a lot of layers. Even after the local zoning, you have the DRBC, you have the DEP, the Conservation District, all the endangered species. So there's a lot of regulatory layers to go through yet, and making sure that our water is preserved and safe, but I think with what I like about this moratorium is it gives some more time.
Yes.
Like you said, the energy is an issue, and that's something that I've talked about in the past, and it's something that's been a focus of our caucus, is how do we create more electricity? We see part of the PJM, we see Virginia, New Jersey shutting down their baseload power plants, and then nobody wants to see somebody come into my district or your district and clear cut 700 acres and put up a solar farm that doesn't produce baseload electricity. So we want to make sure that we're producing clean, efficient, but baseload electricity, because that's how we drive down the ratepayers. While at the same time, making sure that we have the time so that we're not just getting locked into to deals that may not be the best opportunity going forward.
True. And one piece of legislation that I did not author, Representative Craig Williams authored mm-hmm. the Ratepayer Protection Act. And I signed on to that because that will have an immediate, instant impact in energy prices for us.
Yeah.
It'll immediately have an impact if it gets passed. So we have like a double-headed dragon going on right now with the lack of electricity that we have, and we're supplying all these other states with the vast amount of electricity that they need. On top of it, our ratepayers here in Pennsylvania are paying for a lot of this infrastructure that's going to other states.
Yeah.
And it's just
And that is something that the Public Utility Commission came out with. That is something that Representative Williams has legislation on to make sure that if any type of development at all is coming in, that it's not going to affect the ratepayers here in our Commonwealth. Because that's really clear that we want to make sure that those residential ratepayers are not going to see increases from any type of development.
Correct. And, you know, you and I talked on the phone a little bit about the fear that people have in communities. And like I said, it's more of the unknown. It seems like, at least in my district, all of these deals are being made behind the scenes somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then the community doesn't know about it until they see an agenda item on their monthly township meeting that they're looking at potentially adopting a data center ordinance, or there's an application for a data center in one of my townships. In Hollenbeck Township, 31 property owners filed a curative amendment on the township.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in court right now, but they filed a curative amendment on the township to rezone residential and agricultural area into industrial. And this municipality doesn't have that zone because it's all farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's all farm. So it's going to destroy the Council Cup area, which is kind of like a scenic overlook area. And so there's just so many things going on, and it seems like there's all different angles depending on the municipality that you go
yeah.
to. Sugarloaf Township, the actual developer's attorney, the developer's LBT Investments, their attorney filed a curative amendment on the township because they didn't have an ordinance in place for data centers. And so I think the moratorium will give townships, it'll give all of our municipalities a break to say, okay, let's get our arms around this, because it's
And I think that's really the key is we've seen, you know, some townships have enacted and been very, you know, forthcoming and transparent and enacted data center ordinances. Most of the municipalities I represent do. Others have done a lot of public meetings and public discussions. But what we really need to do is get those ordinances on the books, and this legislation would give them the time that they need to do that, because we want to make sure that we're protecting what people love about Carbon County, what people love about Luzerne County. And at the same time, we want to give them peace of mind, because, people come into our office and they're panicked. They think they're going to lose their life savings. They're going to lose their home. And yet, you know, there's a lot of things that are at place. But first, that local zoning is critical. And then at the end of the day, if that's not all done properly, there's several layers of conservation district, of Delaware River Basin Commission in our area, which controls who pulls water out and how much water they use. But we want to make sure that all this is going to be transparent, so that the people really know what's going on. And at the same time, we want to really call on public officials to be forthcoming with individuals and let them know. I mean, we've done several town halls in the district, telephone town halls, and we'll continue to do those to communicate that and make sure we're getting the feedback from the public.
Yeah, and one of the things that you and I talked about was one of the developers in your area was so transparent, having community meetings throughout the whole process. Like, we're not getting any of that up mm-hmm. in our area. And again, being able for a municipality to be able to put an 18-month moratorium is critical right now.
Yeah.
The other thing, the minute somebody hears the word data center, they start to freak out. But there's like three tiers of data centers. So, like, our 911 system runs off of a data center. That's not a system
that's not a hyperscale data
correct.
Center. Yeah.
And so this moratorium would address, so like we have data centers that run our 911 system, our health records, banking,
yeah.
You know, you can go on and on and on. And a lot of them are necessary, but they're not these hyperscale 25 megawatt or larger.
Bigger, yeah.
And that's what this would address. This would address the 25 megawatt, the hyperscalers.
Yeah.
And one other thing. The municipalities that I mentioned earlier that all have either an application or maybe a land offer contingent on the approval from the
yeah.
township, all of these are, again, they were done, they're being done behind the scenes, and everybody's like, well, you know, I have 300 acres. I should be able to sell that to anyone I want. Well, where does their property rights start and mine end if I live next door?
And that's why the zoning is so important and why these regulations are. Now, just to recap, there's a couple of bills that that the Democratic House majority ran out of the state house. Mm-hmm.
2149.
Yeah, which would have, one of the things that it would have done, and I think we were both voted no on it, was it would have created this state bureaucracy to come up with these local zoning, and it would have, I think it would have put a pinch on, and we want to keep this local. So you and I didn't support that. There was another one, 1834, which on the cover I think sounded pretty good. Oh, we're going to hold everybody responsible. But then it said about alternative energy for these projects. And one of the things that we don't want is, I have a project right now where they want to clear cut a couple hundred acres of pristine forest for solar panels. And I don't want to see that type of development lumped on top of this. And that's another concern for the community. So there's going to be a lot of moving parts. And I would suspect that through as we go ahead into June, through this budget cycle and over the summer, there's going to have to be some legislation like yours to make sure that we're you know, people in Pennsylvania can rest assured that they're going to have the protections that they need for their property. And any developers that want to come in and do any types of projects, whether they be, you know, data centers, we have Eli Lilly building a huge pharmaceutical company in the Lehigh Valley, but anything, to make sure they're being transparent and making sure they're having public meetings and communicating and locating facilities in areas that can accommodate them, not you know, like I said, clear cutting the sides of mountains. You know, there's a project in Penn Forest Township that is very unpopular. To date, I don't even think there's a buyer for the property, but it has really caused quite an uproar and a lot of apprehension in folks that live up there. And we want to communicate that these projects, there's a lot of layers they have to go through, but it really starts with good actions at the local level to prevent these from happening, because other communities are passing these ordinances and they're getting ahead of it. And we need all the communities to get ordinances in place to address this.
Yes, and that's the thing, like a lot of my townships, I can only speak for mine, they didn't even know where to begin because they don't know what a data center is. All these municipalities that I mentioned, these aren't like one building data centers. The smallest one is six buildings. Mm. So these are campuses. Yeah. And that's why these township supers, they need some time to really get their arms around it, get educated on it, be able to research, go down to Virginia like I did. I've been down there four times down to Data Center Alley to kind of help craft an ordinance.
And I know as a legislator, I have too. I've visited, I've talked to other areas that have seen this type of development. We've talked to PPL. Right now, PPL really doesn't have that much more capacity. For a lot of these things that are proposed are never going to come to fruition because there's just not the power to generate them. And I think that's another thing that people need to be aware of. There's a lot of different layers in this, but there's always going to be a battle, right? It's like watching Yellowstone. Every episode, every season, there's a next battle for that land. And we want to make sure that we're going to protect what we have and at the same time make sure that anybody's going to try to do anything going to be transparent and everything's going to be above board.
But, well, and this fast-track program by the governor has not helped either because it's put a lot of pressure. In Hazel Township and Archbald, those are two areas up my way, they have already clear-cut hundreds of acres, if not a thousand or more. And in the hopes that they're going to get approval. But this, because of this fast track program, they were given the green light to go ahead and clear cut all this land before the project was even approved.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that the governor and I disagree on. First off, we need to ramp up energy production in this Commonwealth before we do anything like that.
Right.
But then we have areas where, you know, we have brownfields. I have Superfund sites throughout the state of Pennsylvania where you can't do anything else on. That might be, hey, do we look at a facility like that if it's done right? Mm-hmm. But certainly not, you know, in some of the most pristine areas in this Commonwealth that we're just just wiping out, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres of forested property. So
yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Definitely, we're going to have you back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this. It's about all the time we have for this episode of Talking with Doyle, but I appreciate your work. Look forward to working together, and just, you know, we want to make sure that people understand what's being done here at the Harrisburg level. You know, if it involves, you know, butting heads with the governor or any other agency, or making sure that these agencies were holding their feet to the fire, and also making sure that our local governments are doing right by the people that they represent as well, that's going to be what we're about here in Harrisburg.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
All right.